T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
I got to read you something. As we get into this, my phone started blowing up last night. My boys were texting me. They're all hacked off about the Rolling Stones. They love the Stones. They love the music, blah, blah, blah. Which, by the way, I understand completely. They're a phenomenon. And they're not going to play Brown Sugar anymore because of racist slave undertones. I got to read some of the lyrics. And by the way, all my life, and look, I'm not the brightest light on the tree. I never said I was. I never knew this or got the connotation. But the woke cancel culture has scared the Stones into saying, now we won't play that anymore. The Stones. Come on, man. Gold Coast slave ship bound for cotton fields. Sold in the market down in New Orleans. Scarred old slaver knows he's doing all right. Heard him whip the women just around midnight. Brown sugar, how come you taste so good? Brown sugar, just like a young girl should. Okay. Okay. It has sexual connotations. It has racial connotations. It has negative connotations. It's music. It's one of the most iconic songs in history. I had to grab one of my favorite people of all time who knows more than anyone I've ever known about music. I've listened to him sometimes in awe, quite frankly. My man, Stoney Richards, good morning.
I was going to say, who you got on the show?
Got you, brother.
You know, I've been listening to Brown Sugar all my life. And I sing along with the song. I never paid any attention, really, to the lyrics. And the lyrics, I mean, it's really a rather historical song.
It is.
That these slave ships did indeed come here.
Right.
And indeed, the women were taken advantage of. And I don't know. I have not heard any outcry from people saying the Stones can't do that. You want that song in the show. It was the Stones' decision. Mick said, we're going to give it a rest. I mean, it's okay. It's his song if you want to do it. But really, are we at that point where you go through, you know, with songs and say, we can't do that?
Well, you tell me. I mean, honestly, man, you are an icon, and your memory of this stuff, it's mind-boggling. This isn't the first time this has happened, brother.
I'll tell you, Garth Brooks, as big as it gets in country music and all music.
Yeah, yeah.
The man's a complete hero and a complete genius when it comes to making music. He had a song that really made him, and it was The Thunder Rolls.
Oh, yeah, love it.
Love the song. And it really is about a woman whose husband is cheating on her, and she's worrying about him at 3:30 in the morning. And he comes home and she realizes, oh my gosh, well, so it's about an affair. And so she wants to kill him as a result of that. And what happens is then everybody, the radio station started banning it.
They did.
And MTV, nobody wanted to play it. They said, we can't have this on because this is terrible.
He's right.
And it made it the biggest hit in the world because the audience said, no. The women said, man, I felt that kind of anger. I felt that kind of, and he does. There is a version of this song. You can download the live version of Garth Brooks doing The Thunder Rolls. There's a fourth verse to the song. And I get chills even talking about it because, he comes home 3:30 in the morning, not a soul in sight. She's worried about her husband. He comes home. She smells perfume on him and is like, son of a gun. The song on the radio just goes on. But in the fourth verse, what happens is the line is, she goes to the dresser and opens the dresser drawer, and in the drawer is a gun, and the drum goes.
Oh, it's amazing.
And you hear the audience scream, not screaming like yay, yay, screaming like rage.
Right.
And it brings you tears, you know, and it was that song, that band of the song, which made it the big hit that it was. And it's a great song.
Let me read something. He's so spot on, by the way. It's what turned me on to Garth Brooks. I was actually living in Tulsa, which is where we used to play in the bars. And I heard that song and said, I love this guy. And what he's trying, it was an homage to women who were battered and abused.
Exactly. Same thing, Texas. I mean, you know the Dixie Chicks.
Yep. Oh, my God.
We all know the Dixie
Chicks. Their career was destroyed.
Yes. Before that, even though, Goodbye Earl.
I remember.
Was a song about a woman who was abused by Earl. He was a pig. And they kill him. In the song, the girl kills him. And one of the lines are, Earl had to die. Goodbye, Earl. We need a break. Let's go out to the lake, Earl. We'll pack a lunch and stuff you in the trunk. Is that all right? Good. Let's go for a ride, Earl. They bury him in a carpet and laugh at it and play the banjo over it. It's a great song. And a lot of women went, I would do that. A lot of radio stations went, we can't play this.
Sony Richards joining me. Hey, I'm in the car and we're listening to satellite radio. And songs come on that my kids love. Yeah. They like the hip-hop and the stuff that's happening right now. I hear F-bombs. Mm-hmm. I hear the N-word.
Mm-hmm.
And these are top hits. No one says a damn word. What is it, Stoney, that kind of jumps off the page? Why does one song become the fire starter, the controversy, and 1,000 others are just let it ride?
I think in these cases, I think it's because the songs tell the truth about a lot of things. And they don't mask it, they don't dance around about it, and they don't just put words in for the sake of putting words in. They tell that story from the heart, and that's hard to do. And nowadays, people are, you know, some people who are not exposed to various kinds of music hear some of this stuff and go, wait a minute. And I mean, God, we go back to 1975, and Loretta Lynn had a song called Pill. Which country song?
You know, yeah,
Three chords and the truth. And this was, now birth control pills had been already out 15 years in 1975.
Right.
Her song was, you wined and dined me when I was your girl. Promised if I'd be your wife, you'd show me the world. But all I've seen of the old world is a bed and a doctor bill. I'm tearing down your brooding house because now I've got the pill.
Wow.
And I
wow,
remember in country music, and that was Loretta Lynn, queen of country music.
Wow.
People were like, how dare she? The Catholic Church was in a roar. People were saying this can't be. You know, there was still debate as to whether women were allowed to have birth control pills.
Wow.
And Loretta Lynn, a huge hit. And now we look back and go, man, that's cool. Back then, it was like, you know, radio music directors were like, well, I don't know if we're going to play this.
Little Richard, good golly, Miss Molly, you sure like the ball.
Yeah.
It's a disgusting portrayal of a woman who loves sex.
We all sang the song, right? And again, the truth.
Man. I got Stoney Richard with me, and so glad to have him.
This is fun.
Because this kind of lit me up last night when I heard this.
Yeah.
This is a song being played, and I'm not playing it, it's too disgusting, but the song is called, use the word, The F-Bomb with a Knife by Cannibal Corpse. I'm not kidding.
Oh, man.
Tied tight to the bed, legs spread open, bruised flesh, lacerations, skin stained with blood. I'm the only one you love. I feel her heart beating, my knife deep inside.
Whoa.
What the hell's that, man?
Whoa.
That's disgusting. Those guys should be in jail, but they're not. You can play the song right now. What is going on? So I started getting a text messages last night from friends because the Stones aren't playing Brown Sugar anymore because groups were offended that it's racist. Seriously. And so Mick said, by the way, Keith Richards said, I don't know, man. We wrote a song about slavery. I don't know what's wrong with it. I got to talk to the ladies about this at some point. But for now, they're not playing it. So I post this. This is what Milton says. You desperately need a hobby that doesn't involve social media. This has nothing to do with social media, man. This is about what's happening in the marketplace. And when a band pulls a song because of pressure of cancel culture, it's dangerous. Look, they'll survive, man. They're rich old guys. But at the end of the day, it frightens off a lot of creativity and destroys originality. One of my favorite people in the business, a brilliant guy with regards to music, Stoney's here. You agree with this, right? This kills creativity.
Social media allows everybody to be a broadcaster.
Yeah.
And the one thing that is missing, and you know this as well as anybody, is that as a broadcaster, the one thing you may not like is that you have to be responsible with
right.
what you say.
Right.
With social media, it doesn't make any difference. You can say whatever you want. And you're 9 times out of 10, the people that make some charges on social media, they'll go back on their social media and say, I'm sorry, I said that. I didn't mean to do that. So it's very easy to say, they're crazy. The Stones, they're done anyway.
Right,
what's
right.
the difference?
Right, right.
You know? They just did it because Charlie's not in the band.
Right.
For God's sake, the man died. He was
right,
80.
Right.
You know? And they still went on and did a show, a tour.
Amazing. So you have watched this throughout your career. When these edits happen, when they ban a song, you've been in the meetings with management. Why is it? Why is it? Why do they do it?
It's usually public outcry. One, it's public outcry, but the reason many times, and not so much now, but it used to be you're afraid you're going to lose sponsorships. You're afraid
nice that, point,
that
ma'am.
They're going to pull out. It's a money game, and so you're going to lose that. When we were at Y108, the Dixie Chick thing, when they said we're embarrassed to be from Texas
right.
with President Bush
right.
and then the war in Iraq, I mean, they just caught holy hell.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. And
it destroyed their career.
Oh, yeah, it did.
They were banned, weren't they, on every station in the country?
We still played them and said, let's have people send us an email or a fax in those days. And we collected them. Marty, we had a book of about 15,000 replies.
What?
That we sent to their management and said, this is what people are saying about you. It's not pretty. They called you all kinds of names and we didn't take anything out. Just look at this. And they never responded.
Wow.
And we were like, you know, you're hurting yourselves, and now you're hurting us. So we're just going to have to, we slowly backed off, and stopped playing them for a long time to people saying, okay, you're not playing the Dixie Chicks. And after a few years, how come you're not playing the Dixie Chicks? So it goes around and comes
we're
around.
We're gonna have Eminem and Dr. Dre.
Oh, boy.
On at halftime in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, yeah. So,
some of the most racist, hate-filled rhetoric you ever hear in your life, and no one cares.
Yeah.
Well, how does that happen, sir?
Because
the Stones can't play Brown Sugar.
Book them, and we just talked about them, and we've been talking about them since that announcement came out. And I don't know if that's a good thing for the NFL or not. Why those people, to me, and I don't really know that, if you will, that genre of music.
Right on.
I don't know if they're really big hit makers.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So, there's the money.
And with Brown Sugar, honestly, over the years, the critics, the guys who know music, men like you, man, this song is about the horrors of slavery. It just is.
It is.
Well, how the hell is that racist?
If you listen to the words and you look at the story, and for the first time, I kind of looked at the words.
Yeah,
and
me too.
When you read them, they do stand out.
Yes.
But you realize what they're singing about. I mean, it's an interesting take on it. It is a little political, but my God, Paul McCartney did Give Ireland Back to the Irish. Great Britain, say all people must be free. There's a man who looks like me. Should he lie down, do nothing? Should he give in or go mad? It was about the UK and Ireland.
Man.
And McCartney, that was in 72. With Wings, and people just lambasted him for, you know, what does he know? So, I mean, music is emotional.
Yeah, yeah.
And it touches nerves. And so, I mean, you love songs, can bring you to your knees. You can cry. I can cry at them, you know.
No, I'm the same way, brother.
Half the songs, especially country music songs.
But how is it that I can read a line, and this is the only line that is safe to read from a song, bury you in a slimy grave, you will rot forever there. That's out there right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Who the hell lets that air?
It airs because no one's complaining about it, I guess. You know, and that's the thing. It's like, just because somebody complains about a song, do you, as a programmer, do you say, okay, we can play this? No. I mean, you make comments. A lot of times people say, what is Marty talking about?
Sir.
You can't do that.
Yes, sir.
You're speaking truth. Or what you believe to be truth. And there's not, I don't see anything wrong with that. But when you start giving in to any time somebody says, can't do that, wow, who's driving?
Where does it end, brother?
Yeah, and it's not so much that, you know, people say, well, you broadcasters, you just want to run the show. It's like, no, we want to be responsible to the whole audience. We are broadcasters. So everybody hears this. You may disagree, but it's okay to disagree. It's not the end of the world to disagree and not to say, cancel that. Take that out. That's the culture. Take it away. We don't want to hear that song.
Stoney, you're my man. It's a real pleasure, sir.
I enjoy it.
Just amazing.
Good to see you, my friend.
I hope we all learned something from that.
I did.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.